Conrad.
Three, two, one.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, CBBI, Nikki Six Picks, Conrad's Corner, Terps Takes, Little Over Podcast, March Madness Edition, Season 2, Epi 26, diving into everything brackets. We didn't even talk pre-show about top five. We're doing top five March Madness moments.
I don't know. I'm willing to do
I
tell
haven't
me.
put any thought.
You tell me.
I've been too
I mean,
busy
it has
screaming
to
my
be
face
March
off.
Madness related. It has
It
to
has
be.
to be. Yeah,
It
we can
has
just
to
pick
be.
something up on the fly. Dude, I'm just more or less just this whole week's always a blur. We're already at over 100 entries. Usually it takes to about Thursday morning to get to that point, and we get about 20 or 30 people to flood in. So the goal is 134. I think like Turb said, we're 29 of the way there, 29 more entries of the way to go.
106, I think, before I jumped on was the check mark. I'll
Okay,
check right now.
so
I'll check
it's
right
gonna be
now.
close. It's gonna be close. We get to 134. It's a $4,000 pot. We smashed the record that we had the year
108.
before. Perfect. Keep on coming in. Keep on coming them in. Like I said, we're gonna touch on everything bracket related. We're gonna go through our final fours. We're gonna go through our upset picks of the first round. We're gonna go through the farthest we have going a non-top seed in the bracket. Top five March Madness moments. Could get crazy with seems like zero prep work, but we're going to try to work something together. Nikki Nightly News, as always, correct?
Yep.
And lot to get into. Me and Nikki leaving Turb hanging on March Madness weekend, although I have a great Paulie Walnuts video to post about it tomorrow or Friday. It hurts, it stinks. I was thinking about it the other day. Me and Turb have been together for March Madness ever since, I think, 2017 or something. So it's gonna hurt, it's gonna sting, but you gotta wear this one. Can you do?
Yeah. Like I described it, it's you. After Michigan, ECU laying in your own piss on the couch. That's basically me over top of you, just like someone slapped this kid. So, I mean, it's tough. Like I said, I mean, I think you'd probably rank this weekend birthdays, holidays, number one to just not have any plans.
It's a
And
good
here we are.
question. In terms of top weeks, weekends, I mean, I know it's easy to say because it's the time of year. I think this has to be the best week of the year.
Yeah, if we did a top five, like what's your favorite things about Valentine's? Johnny's number one would have been March Madness is a month away.
Yeah, good,
Good
good,
one,
good,
Nikki.
good, good fucking pullback. Good, what do you call it?
I
Callback
mean,
joke.
there's
Yeah.
very few greatest weekends of the year.
I'd
This
say
was
March
obviously
Madness
one.
weekend. I'd say wild card weekend in NFL.
Are we talking strictly sports or just like weekends in general? Because weekends in general, I'm saying like
Yeah, and I mean in general,
March
what tops
Madness,
it?
MDW, start of the summer.
Okay. I
July
guess
4th.
I
July
mean,
4th,
you
right?
make a
Labor Day. Like,
weekend.
I guess it has to be all those. I don't know.
Yeah.
It has to be all of those as a working man because it's just a worked in long weekend as it is.
It's
So,
gonna be incredible. It's gonna be incredible.
best Thursday through Sunday weekend of the year
Yeah.
because, like, other ones, it's maybe Friday leaks into Monday. You know, St. Patty's, I would put that one up there. I mean, the fact that we got St. Patty's last weekend, sometimes there's a gap. We're going right into. I mean, this is a stretch. When you talk about a stretch of the year from last Thursday or Friday up until this Sunday could be by far the best stretch of the year. St. Patty's on pretty much
Yeah.
Saturday and Sunday if you're a psychopath or Monday, and then you're right back to it Thursday through Sunday. So
The year that Kentucky got upset by St. Peter's, that Thursday opening round was a St. Patrick's Day at Selwyn Irish Bar in Charlotte, Irish outdoor bar. I mean, yeah, when you throw in St. Patrick's Day on top of it too, this time of year is incredible. And Nikki's gonna be helping his mother mobilize around her house with her knee surgery, and I'm gonna be looking at the stars in the Atlantic Ocean, just like, is Turb looking at the same star right now? Did he just see what I just saw?
no,
Oh
he's too busy watching the tournament of
my
star.
God. Yeah. Good quote. Top five LRP moment, Tournament of Stars, San Francisco, whatever that guy's name was 3 or 4 years ago. But yeah, Conrad, what do you got going on for March Madness? What do you got going on in the holster? Because tomorrow, Thursday, we'll all be together and that will be emptying the tank. I will be throwing up on myself if I have to.
Yeah, definitely jealous. I'm not gonna be with the boys.
Nothing crazy planned, but I will be at a bar. We will be hunkered down. I will be squad deep. Like, pretty much exactly what you need to know. We'll be locked in for the first round, first 4 days of games. I mean, I've just been thinking about that upset, dude. Who's going to be the big upset this year? We're talking about moments. We're talking about all this, that. I'm just getting amped for it. There's always a big one, first round, Thursday. It's like, come on, dude. Get the juices flowing early.
Well, let's dive right into it. I think Nikki, if you could have the games pulled up. A couple of things.
Is
One,
what
Conrad,
you were
you're
saying? There's always
correct.
a 8 or 9 over a 1 that you want to pick.
Correct. The last time I was looking, I was diving into the LRP March Madness story highlights, and I
Love
had
that stat.
Arkansas over Kansas in 2023. My bracket was god awful, but still, it's just always fun to do because this year, like, it sounds like we're all on the same page. I got to my Elite Eight, and it was so many ones, so many twos, like a sprinkle of three, and I'm like, what am I doing with my life? Then you got to make a tough decision. But back to your point, Conrad, you're right about the first couple of games. Furman,
Always
Virginia,
wrong.
2 years ago. We went over this before. Not gonna do
Purdue.
it. Not gonna do it again. The first three
Yeah.
games, you have Louisville, Creighton leading off. And a
Yep.
quick story: the last time Louisville started off a tournament was 2019. They were playing Minnesota. I convinced a bunch of people to take Louisville to go deep in the tournament, like a four seed. I had Louisville in like the final four. Lose first game. Brackets already got three of my four Final Four teams after the first game of the first day of the tournament. Awful place to be. And you got Louisville, Creighton.
Yep.
Louisville wins that game. The next game's in Lexington against Auburn. Going to be a home game for Louisville. The next game, I think, is Montana, Wisconsin. There's a game before that, if I'm not mistaken.
High Point Purdue.
So High Point, Purdue, Montana, Wisconsin. I would bet money that High Point or Montana, one of them, is going to have an upset just based off of what I don't know to have backup, but I think is true. There's always an upset, one of those big upset, one of those first three games, four games.
Yeah,
Yeah.
it feels like that for sure. Because then after that, we've got a run on the higher seeds. We've got Auburn, Alabama State, Houston, SIU, Edwardsville, whatever that means. And then, I do think we could see that McNeese Clemson game. Like, everybody was bitching about Clemson getting that five seed. Everybody last year was riding high on McNeese. It was like everyone's favorite upset pick. And this year, they might even be better than last year. They're like 30-3 on the year, but
Is it
their coach.
crazy to not have a 5 versus 12 upset? I feel like there's always one, right? There's always one 12 seed,
Yeah,
right? There
it's
has
either
to
a
be.
five or a 12 or a 13. I think I don't have this like
No one's talking
12
about
and
Liberty.
13s. 12 and 13s, there's a stat. They're like unbelievable, like maybe not outright, they're unbelievably positive against the spread in the last like 10 years. So they're all going to be, you might have a couple blowouts, but spread wise, they're going to be grinding matches.
Well, let's break it down bracket by bracket, boys. What do you say? You want to start with the Auburn bracket, the South region, and go from there?
Sure.
Nikki, if you have the bracket pulled up on the computer, that'd be great.
I do.
All right, so
So,
we can start wherever. We can start first round. We can start with who you guys have coming out of the region. Really go wherever with this.
yeah, I mean, does anyone have any major upsets in the first round?
Yeah,
I'll
what?
kick it off. I'll kick it off.
Sure.
I got UNC beating Ole Miss in round one after last night.
I got UNC in the
Is
Sweet
it?
16.
Hold on.
Oh no.
Is this major upsets?
That's
It's
a
not major.
Yale. We gotta talk
Yeah,
about Yale over
I got
Texas A&M. We
Yale.
have to establish what a major upset is. It's not a blue blood
Yeah,
beating
yeah.
Ole Miss.
Well, it's an 11 versus 6. That's the
No,
highest. Oh my
that's not.
God.
You're taking the
That's an
bait,
upset.
Nikki. You're taking
That's an
the bait.
upset.
All right.
Nikki, I get what you're
Okay.
saying, but
They had to play they're they were in a
major.
play-in game. That's an upset.
It's
No, I
not
get
a
what you're
blue blood.
saying, but major upset. I think we're talking about the
UNC is
mid-majors.
favored. UNC is favored on the spread to beat Ole Miss.
Do
That's
your
not an
homework,
upset.
Nikki.
I'll start
Not
it
an
off.
upset.
I got Yale in the Sweet 16, second year in a
Ooh.
row. Love Yale.
Okay. Lightning, he went, lightning
So
strikes twice in the bottle.
my
I do have
thing,
Yale out of the
with
first
this,
round.
my two things. Number one, I love fading teams. Well, this is weird because I contradicted myself heavily, but I love fading conference champions. Okay. The second thing is I'm thinking Yale, these kids aren't transfer portal kids. I'm thinking the team last year is probably the same as this year, you know, and they won
They same team. They got that Souladik. They got that super like Greek like last name guy who was kind of a star, but then their 7-footer is now on Michigan. Wolf. Matcha.
Okay, well, I guess talk about transfer portal. Like transfer to the team that they're playing. In this first round matchup.
No. Yale plays Texas A&M, but if they.
They would play Michigan. Correct.
I have that match.
Plus two when you just do the brackets, especially when you see the logo on the team, Michigan Yale just looks right to me. So
yeah, not to jump in, but I've got it pulled up here, and I've still got the CBB here. Let me jump in here. First of all, a bigger upset is a 10 seed New Mexico beating a Marquette versus an 11 seed North Carolina beating an Ole Miss. That's a big upset. Big upsets are mid-majors beating a Power 5 school that's ranked higher than
I think big comes into play 12 and up. I think upset is anything under 12. 12 and up is a big upset.
Yeah, I mean, that's a big upset, but a pretty decent upset is like a New Mexico or, you know, just a team that's probably played pretty well up until this point, got a decent seed, but, you know, Marquette is still a Big East ball. I would tell you the UC San Diego is the McNeese State darlings of the tournament. They're like a Ken Pom. I've seen them everywhere all over the place. I go both ways with them because they do have like the makeup of like the white boy shooter that could definitely get hot. Nice. So, I mean, I think one of those teams, Yale or UC San Diego, 12 or 13, right there off the bat, smacks you in your face. One of those gets through. Could be both of them. I could see a 12-13 crazy matchup there. Again, as I mentioned, I think if you're not going there, I think New Mexico Marquette's the game to look at. This is the region that absolute chaos could ensue because we know Michigan State could either get to the Final Four or the final game, or could lay an absolute fucking egg in the second round.
How many of you guys at Michigan State in the Final Four?
I don't.
Okay, all right.
I do. I know nothing about ball, but
feel like I've been hearing their name like crazy, but it's like, what the fuck? I mean, I'm not going to take an Iowa State team that's injured. Like,
yeah, that's the thing, that your 3 seed in this region is Iowa State. But here's the thing. I've kind of got a hot take. I mean, I don't think Iowa State gets to the Final Four, but everyone is out on Iowa State. Everybody. I'm just saying something to look for, that one bracket that might have more points when they have Iowa State with more, you know, leeway to go further.
Well, because that's the name of the game too. We say every single year when you're in a bracket pool of 130 people, the name of the game is to keep that Final Four clean for as long as possible. You make it out of the first weekend, first and second round, you have all four Final Four teams. I don't care who they are. You're in a great spot because I feel like every single year I'm like, I'm going to lose one Final Four team in the first weekend. Just give me 3 to hold on to. It's keeping that Final Four clean. And like you said, if you don't go Michigan State or Auburn, you're really playing, I don't know. Yeah.
I mean, I would tell you this is probably the most chaotic side or region of the bracket that I think you can – at least for me, that I think I can get crazy with, because I like Louisville. I think Louisville has a very tough matchup. They got fucked 8 seed coming in with a chip on their shoulder. I think Louisville or Creighton, if I get boned by taking Louisville, I see I kind of in a spot in my brain saying, give me Louisville or Creighton to beat Auburn in the second round. So it's kind of like if I do, as long as I have Auburn losing in the second round,
I need them to go down.
Right.
Yeah.
And I call that right.
What was that stat you said earlier about?
No team has ever won the Natty after losing 3 out of their last 4 games before entering the tournament. Auburn has lost 3 out of their last 4. Pretty just battered right now. I don't know. If we remember when we broke down the fucking start of the year, we were talking about Auburn having to fucking deflight their plane because of chaotic issues.
I mean,
there could be some turmoil going on here.
Bruce Pearl.
They were fighting, right? They were fighting on the plane.
You got to think they lost first round last year. They lost first round last year. They lose in round 32 this year. I mean, there's chaos.
Did you hear Bruce Pearl's Bruce Pearl's post game interview at SEC tournament, they're beating Ole Miss. He like called them pussies. He's like he said like we play hardball. They got some. Their guards are pussies. Like clearly said pussies too. So he was probably refereeing the flight fight.
That's all right. So, because I was asking that because for a simpleton like me, I have Auburn going to the Sweet Six or the Elite Eight. I
Oh,
have them
that's not
losing.
bad.
But I have
That's
them
not bad.
losing. So, like,
I would
but
say
now I've been tempted
80%.
to take, like, I have Louisville beating Creighton. So now I'm like, do I ride turbo here and do I take
Well, I
Louisville
mean, you
over
don't have
Auburn?
to. Well,
Racket buster.
I think if you avoid, and this is just my opinion. This is my thought. I think if you avoid Auburn, if you have them going down before the Elite Eight, I think that is a good risk reward to even if they, let's say they, you have them beating Louisville or
Okay.
Creighton, but they lose the next game. You're going
You
to
screw.
gain a lot of potential points if they go down before then.
There's a lot of, yep, because a lot of people are going to be on Auburn to go pretty deep.
All the
So
way.
to Terb's point, if you do pick an upset like that and the team you have loses, you just need the team that they were going to upset to go down and to go down like a
Right.
sack of potatoes.
Yep. Yep.
Because I'm thinking
Yep. And
about,
I
I just did
mean,
for my bracket, I did the
Aiden.
eyes. How sick would it be to see Louisville versus Michigan State in the to play to get into the Final Four? Louisville, a story program who was in hell for years, making a comeback. Tom Izzo has been making the tournament since we've been alive, since I think he's been 10 years old. So it's like, I feel like I kind of do with my brackets too. It's like,
Eye
I'm
test.
like,
You
fuck,
have to.
this Sweet 16 weekend would be insane, And then, of
You
course, does
just
it
like
happen?
close your
No.
eyes. You just close your eyes. You're like, do I see Creighton doing this or do I see Louisville doing this? Creighton is the fucking lollipop, a fucking guy hanging out of the van saying, come get me. Ryan Kalkbrenner, 7'2 guy, 7'2
As
guy.
old
And
as us.
every year they let you down in the tournament. So that's what I'm riding with. That's. That region, I guess we'll just move down. Do you guys want to go left or I go left down? I go all left and then all right. You
Yeah, I
go
guess
left, right?
leaving the South, everyone drop your quick takes real quick. I'll say Yale Sweet 16, UNC Sweet 16, and Louisville Michigan State Elite Eight. Conrad?
I like Yale upset first round and then fuck UNC. Then it's pretty chalk from there, and I got Auburn, Michigan in the Michigan State in the Elite Eight.
Turb.
Yes, I have Louisville making a run. I have not decided on this. I have potential. If I take Marquette, I'm debating on that first game. I like Marquette or New Mexico beating Sparty in round of 32, so I'll have Marquette. Or New Mexico in the Sweet 16 depends. Again, this is my chaos region, so I'm kind of gonna have a little fun with it. And then Ole Miss, I mean, again, the bulletin board material. Everyone's calling this team a fraud. Chris Beard, good coach. I think they play up. I think if they can get through UNC, I think they've got a good matchup with the Iowa State limping in if Iowa State does, get through Lipscomb. So potential Ole Miss. Citing potential New Mexico or Marquette sighting, and then Louisville sighting, and I think that's it from that region, the South.
And before we get to you, Nikki, to the point I was making before we touched on all of it, the first game of the tournament is Louisville Creighton. So I'm going to have an Elite Eight team
I know that's what's
playing in the
so scary
first
about
game, and it's going to be Dayton,
Yeah,
Nevada
it's
last year, Pete. Dayton
scary.
and Nevada.
Oh my God,
That
Dayton,
was
dude,
insane.
motherfucker. You hear me? I said that earlier. Fucking Dayton, dude.
I
I'm
mean,
my
never forget that
team
drive
out.
home. That drive home. Johnny's dead. Conrad's dead. They're alive. They're
So
alive. Like, what's
nobody.
going on?
Hold on, Turb. Hold on.
Yeah,
So,
Nikki, go ahead.
Turb's going chaos region. I'm going full opposite. Give me chalk. One, two, three, four
And
in the Sweet 16.
Nikki's doing the same thing for all four
But
regions.
here's, yeah, I was gonna say, here's the question is like you don't even have a chaos region, you just
I
have
do.
all.
Yeah, Nikki's chaos is he has like a four beating or
He's
no,
got
he's got a three
Texas
beating a two.
Xavier.
He's got a three
No.
beating a two. Is his chaos region a three's beating a two?
Yeah, I've got Auburn out of this region. But yeah, my Sweet 16 is 1, 2, 3, 4 in this one.
Okay, so Nikki's got
Fair
Auburn.
enough.
Nikki's got Auburn. Terp's still studying. Conrad has Sparty. I have Sparty, but again, it's to Terb's point, I don't feel good about Sparty or Auburn, but I don't have the balls to take anyone else. So let's go ahead and head on down. I think the Midwest region is right below it, Nikki, with Florida.
No, it's the West.
The
It's the
West.
West. Okay.
West,
The
yes.
West, we have Florida at the top. We have St. John's at the bottom. We
Yep.
have UConn playing Oklahoma to get Florida. We have UNC Wilmington making the tournament for the first time since 2017. We have Arkansas, we have Kansas, we have Patino, Calipari, and Self in the same quadrant on the lower part of the bracket, which is incredible to see. And then we
It's great for the
have,
first game, yeah.
and then we have in the middle, we have Memphis, we have Maryland. Maryland, a team to Terb's point. These guys, you want to talk about losing. They have been losing games like you can't even make up how they've been losing games the past four games that they played going into the tournament. And
It's kind of good.
to be honest, I kind of like getting behind that. But Nikki, I'll let you go ahead and start this one off.
All right, yeah. So this one, chalk through the
All right,
first round.
Conrad, what do you got?
Chalk through the first round.
Christ.
No upsets
What?
in the first round.
All right, I got
How
two.
is
I
that
got
even
two.
fun?
Yeah, what the fuck, dude? All right, anyway, I got two. What I want at least a big upset. UNC Wilmington over Texas Tech. Know
I
nothing
was looking
about
at
it.
that. Yeah.
Wow.
Why
That's going to
not?
be one that no one has. So nice.
Why not? Not only have they making it past that round.
UNC Todd will be the only ones with that. Guarantee it.
Yeah, UNC Wilmington. I have no idea about their team or Texas Tech's team. And then above them, I have Drake over Missouri. Again, no idea.
Yeah.
It screams like, why not?
I have
Why
Missouri.
not?
I have Missouri going deep.
Really?
I just kept clicking them. I just like, and just next thing I know, I'm like, oh, I got Missouri. And like, I have them in like the Elite Eight playing Florida.
I got Missouri in the Sweet 16.
I don't know why,
Are they
but
good?
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I just know.
They're good like
I
that?
was just thinking the SEC bracket. I'll let Turb chime in here, but I know what I said about fading conference champions, but love Florida, love Florida, love Florida to come out of that region. I got Florida as my national champion. First time making the bracket, stayed
Wow.
making the bracket. And you guys know me, I had Marquette last year. I had to go crazy my national champions, but if you go with a national champion, a lot of people are going to have, you got to get points in the first round, second round, third round, and so on. And I think to your point, Pete, I was looking at UNC Wilmington. And I made it Texas Tech, but now I'm like, I hope Wilmington can win. Fuck the 10 points with Tech winning and give me an easy path for Missouri. I feel like a lot of people are going to have Drake. But
Yeah.
again, I don't know. I don't know
I
why I
think if
have
you
Missouri
have,
going so deep, but I do. Fuck it.
yeah.
Whatever.
And to answer your question,
I have
Pete,
no idea why.
the SEC has been a gauntlet this year, and like,
Which has happened with the Big Ten in the past, and they have been
right.
in the tournament.
Missouri has beaten Florida, like number one team, beaten Alabama and beaten Kansas. So like they put up 110 against Alabama, so that must have been an overtime game. But the team scores, and they're playing against Texas Tech, which is normally like, well, that's what my matchup in the second round. You got UNCW, but I mean that doesn't seem like an even matchup in the second round. And then I got Kansas beating them in the Sweet 16. So my
Oh, so you got
seeded.
Kansas going to the Elite Eight as a 7 seed. That's pretty. That's
Yeah,
an upset.
I got Kansas losing first round, Arkansas.
Jump on in here, Turb.
Yeah, I mean, I
Tell
think
me, tell
Kansas.
me, Missouri. Tell me, Missouri's not the pick.
Yeah, every year Drake, everyone falls for Drake. They're the slowest team, literally in the nation. The slowest team, I think.
God,
And
fuck
you
that.
put yourself behind the
Missouri
eight
puts up
ball. That's the
110 a
most boring
game.
ball to
Yeah,
watch.
you
Fuck
put
that. I'd rather
yourself
watch the
behind the
running
eight
gun.
ball. It's so hard to be an upset team because when you're an underdog, you gotta play kind of,
Fast.
yeah, you
Yeah,
gotta play
last year
fast and
Washington State didn't stand a chance. Like, or they were actually leading, but then blew it. So yeah,
yeah.
to that point. But I think that
I
bottom
mean,
quadrant, St. John's Terb, I think they got a tough draw. You gotta play Calipari or Bill Self in the second round. That's a tough
no,
draw.
I don't know.
I
I
got
mean, I
them
think
going
on
to the Final
paper,
Four.
yeah, I think on paper that's a tough draw. I think this year you're looking, Pitino is licking his chops versus either of those teams because St. John's, the only way they're going to lose is a team that's going to shoot them out of the gym. The only teams in this side that are going to shoot them out of the gym is Florida and Florida and Texas Tech. And Texas Tech is pretty suspect. But Texas Tech can shoot the rock. They're one of the highest scoring teams in the country. I think Florida, I'm very heavy on Florida as well. I think they're going to have a little bit of fear factor in round two if UConn gets through, which I think they should. I just think the omen of just Dan Hurley screaming up and down the floor and getting his guys to just play out of their fucking gourd in that round of 32 bulletin board material game. Very scary spot for Florida truthers, I guess you could say. Colorado State, again, just looking at the board, their favored 12 seed to beat Michigan or Memphis.
Longest win streak in the country, I think. Or something like that.
Yeah, well, High Point and Colorado State.
Yeah, Colorado State's won a shit ton.
Isn't there something with Memphis as like a fake 5 seed? Did I hear that right? Or is that they like kind of average?
I just know they've been terrible at covering this year from what I watched when I was kind of in the weeds. And
29-5.
Maybe
that was someone else record. I heard then.
They lost to Auburn and they lost to Mississippi State, like two SEC teams. So
one thing I can see clearly is Maryland. I can see Maryland making the Sweet 16 and losing in heartbreak fashion to Florida. Like they've been losing the last
four Maryland.
Games. I could really
Maryland
see that.
Is a team that like they have all like lottery picks and they're starting five, massive team, which plays really good against a team like Florida. I think that is a gauntlet. I think Florida has an absolute gauntlet to go UConn and then potentially Maryland. I think that's
Pulling for Oklahoma. I'm really pulling for Oklahoma because UConn's going to be.
If you're a Florida truther, you're pulling for Grand Canyon. Because I don't know. I mean, Grand Canyon, that's just
I had them at first because of you. And
yeah,
I was like,
that's just to me a slept on upset. It's every year the slept on upsets, all the darlings, typically like you get one of them, but I think that's a slept on 13 upset. And then I just think Kansas, Arkansas, you just go Bill Self over Calipari, easy money there, which is a good way to just gain free 10 points. And yeah, that's that region. I mean, I got Florida out of it. So
I'm like
St. John's, Florida.
With the Johnnies, I'm like, you guys know me, former degenerate gambler, love the Johnnies, love St. John's, first year off the wagon. They have a record year in over a quarter century. If I can't have them, no one can have them. I want them down, and I want them down early. Fucking
a true gambler, dude. I fucking love it.
You know what I'm saying, though? I'm like the ex-girlfriend. Yeah,
that
exactly.
Logic can also be opposite, where that. You literally go – if I can't have them, no one can have them. And then they go to the Final Four, and you're like, why the fuck did I not have this person? I got
can
the one that got away.
As a former spike gambler myself, I absolutely love the move.
Can you imagine Patino versus Izzo, just the battle of the dwarfs? Fucking, it'd be incredible.
That's what I have.
I think the one last thing I'll touch on this region is what Turbo's saying about Maryland, the talent they have on that team, incredible. And I think that they're going to win a couple of games, but I just think when you lose games like they have lost, if they get into that situation, with Grand Canyon, with a Colorado State or a Memphis, and if they make it through that, and then with Florida, if they get in that situation with 2 minutes left and they're kind of choking away a game or they're in a bloodbath, I just think that's a mental thing. It just they have like they just can't win those games. Just something crazy happens to them.
I don't hate your Missouri to beat Texas Tech pick at all. I think Texas Tech is a sneaky one that people are just not thinking.
Just clicking.
Just clicking and writing. And I think that. Missouri, that's a pretty much Texas Tech in round of 32. So I'm leaning. I haven't decided there, but I'm leaning that. I kind of like it.
Well, I think I'll definitely be. I'm going to be in Conrad's hole. Fuck those 10 points. Wilmington would be incredible to see. If ECU can't do it, give us someone by the coast. But yeah, so
they
I
just
got,
don't score. It scares me.
Florida, I got Florida. Turbs got Florida. Nikki,
Florida.
And then Conrad's got the Johnnies. All right.
Johnnies.
Okay. All right. And then let's pop on over. We want to go up top or straight across? Straight across.
Up top. We're going to go to the east.
Yeah, up top's good.
I have my biggest upset of the tournament in this region. Not to fucking ball hawk the mic, but
it, do it.
the most appeasing team, I believe John Fanta said, of our lifetime, Wisconsin has. Give me them going down in the first round to the Montana Grizzlies. Why not? Why not? Why not? This is my crazy one of the tournament. It's my crazy one. And then if they don't go down, I need BYU to beat them. And I need
Yeah, I
BYU to
like.
escape VCU. So give me the Montana Grizzlies, Montana versus BYU, the battle of the fucking mountains in the second round.
Yeah, I mean, I'll go off of that.
Montana,
Here's
dude.
what. Here's what.
Montana's my Colgate.
This is white on white
Here's
crime, dude. This is crazy.
here's where I think you could get fucked is because BYU is everyone's. I do agree with Wisconsin. I think Wisconsin gets through Montana, goes down second round, but BYU. And me too. I said it, I think, last pod. I just hate this matchup. I hate this matchup. VCU are my darlings. BYU is everyone else's darlings. I think you could get screwed there with BYU going to the Sweet 16 if they go outright to VCU. VCU, I mean, that team is scary to me. One of the scarier teams. I would take BYU probably just about against any other team.
Yeah, that
VCU
defense that
is so
VCU has.
scary. And
Yeah. They're
VCU
the new
is.
Virginia. They're the new Virginia. I think the past 5 years, VCU, I'll just be like, especially in the glory days, I'll be like
And
clicking through. You get the CBS Sports
you know,
Network. It's like VCU Dayton 38-33 with 4 minutes
and
left in
I've got a little
the
tidbit. I've got a little tidbit that Johnny, that you understand and can relate to is
Sure.
if there's one chaotic, if you can win in the A-10, I don't know what it is about the A-10, but it doesn't
Richmond,
matter.
2 years ago.
It doesn't matter how good you are in the A-10, they beat each other up. Even Dayton last year was taking losses on the chin in conference play.
Right.
VCU has mowed the A-10 down this
Yeah.
year. I mean, their conference record is insane.
It's
They
kind of
won
wild.
from start to finish, and I don't know what it is,
Dismantled
but
George
if
Mason in the A-10 champ game.
I don't know what it is, but if for some reason it's almost more impressive to what they did in the A-10 versus some other teams, and
I get what you're saying.
I think that is one that if they're my Sweet 16 team. They're the team that I think if I can get right on VCU, and then to your point, Wisconsin, no matter what's going down, to either or, then you kind of hedge there a little.
Yeah, they definitely dismantled George Mason. They won by 5 in that game. That was a blowout. I've
What was
got.
their conference? What was their conference record?
Oh, I thought they killed him.
I'll have to pull it up, but I do have BYU in the Sweet 16.
I also have BYU going to the Elite Eight. I heard they played fast.
There you go.
I love playing
Last,
fast,
yeah, I
so.
mean, I took Terb's words to heart last week. He said his two teams to look out for were Louisville and BYU. I don't have Louisville going deep, so I got to go BYU.
There you go.
Love it.
Yeah,
So
but
I'm
yeah,
a BYU. I'm a BYU leaver.
so I guess so to put it in
Yep.
perspective, so Turb is in the spot that I am in Florida's region with Mizzou. I'm pulling for Conrad's pick, but and if it doesn't happen, still be good shape. Turb is pulling for my Montana pick, but if it doesn't happen, still in
Yeah.
okay shape. Because I just think Bama, dude. Bama has Robert Morris, then St. Mary's or fucking I forget who they're playing.
Vanderbilt.
Or Vanderbilt. Bama should
And
be
then
in for that Sweet
Bama could be
16.
seeing BYU or VCU based on what our predictions are there if
Right.
Wisconsin goes down. So, yeah, Bama's path to the Elite Eight is beautiful.
Yeah, I think so far from what we've talked about
Agreed.
for a two seed, I think it's the easiest. So we got a lot of action down below. Nikki and Conrad with BYU leaving and Turby with VCU. Go ahead, Conrad. Or
What are we?
yeah, VCU.
We got to talk about Cooper Flagg and the Dukies here.
I was just about to touch the top part of the bracket.
Okay.
No one's talking about when we talk about 5 versus 12 seeds, no one's talking about Liberty. But I'll tell you from experience,
Liberty,
Oregon and their
Liberty.
head coach,
Yeah, Oregon in the
I forget his
tournament.
head, I forget their, it's not, what's the head coach?
Dan,
Dana
it's like
Altman.
Dana Altman. Yeah.
Oregon, I mean, he's guaranteed to win maybe two in the tournament. And from 3 years ago, I'm sticking to it. Fuck Arizona. Fuck Purdue. Fuck them so hard come tournament time. Arizona, I would try. Conrad, me and you tried. Have them in the Final Four. Lose to Princeton, a 15 seed. Never again. Never again. So I'll give Arizona and Purdue one win. But then I think Oregon. Just because the head coach, he knows how to win in March, and people are talking about Duke having sleepwalk to the Elite Eight. I don't know. Baylor can be a tough out. I feel like Mississippi State, I'm just kicking to the curb. I feel like Baylor can be a tough out, and Oregon is,
Yeah, I think
I don't know.
Duke Oregon would be, I mean, a color game, just
Yeah,
and
oh my
that,
God,
yeah,
color game of a
great.
lifetime.
And you just got, Oregon's always good for a couple big guards and a fucking mammoth down low.
Because you have an Akron team too, who's also made back-to-back March Madness tournaments,
Yeah, also
playing
a
Arizona.
insanely high scoring team. That team averages like 80 plus a game.
And
So
that's Arizona and handshake
yeah, if
emoji.
you want to take talk about two handshakes, not to hint, but Akron, Arizona and High Point, Purdue, I think one of those is going to be
Yeah.
probably the one of the top games of the first weekend.
Okay.
Just look out for that. That's my call. But I mean, I think both games
Over.
could be
Hammer the
electric.
over on both of
Yeah,
them.
over. I mean, over like 170.
Yeah,
I think
we
it's
got.
166 for
I love
Akron,
that. There you
Arizona.
go.
It's
Over on that.
crazy, dude.
Hey, who
Three ball
remembers
after three ball.
Oregon Creighton? Oregon Creighton. When in doubt, over it out.
Yeah, double OT.
Let me, Nikki, real quick. I forgot about that. I'm happy you brought that up to her when I was doing top five LRP March Madness moments. I just forget last year, Conrad, how in the depths we were. And we had the Oregon Creighton over. It had to go to three overtimes to hit. Oh my God. I thought I was in a fever dream. I thought I was in a fever dream.
Was a fever. It, we were in a
Oh, we
fever
were at
dream. Jeez.
Brickyard, just like give us overtime, give us, and they go like a minute scoreless, give us second overtime, and it oh, that was a top, that's a
Those
top five
dreams are made
LRP.
over right there.
That screenshot of Turb just like looking through him, just cross-eyed.
No, this is the face for the video listeners. Like in like the background of a photo looking at the screen.
Yeah.
That was good
I look
call,
like the
Turb.
guy. I look like the guy that's seen the fucking double rainbow or the triple rainbow.
But
So insane that game was.
that's hilarious.
Dude, everyone, Duke, Alabama, Nikki, I don't even have to ask
I
you.
got Duke BYU.
All right, there we go. There's a little
I got
shake.
Duke. Here's what I was saying. What's the Cooper Flagg? They said what, 3 weeks? Is that
Sweet
true?
16. It's the Sweet 16 weekend.
Yeah, so
If he comes back.
they gotta play Amer whoever wins tonight, and then they gotta play Mississippi State Baylor. I mean, it's kind of a perfect setup.
So we're
It's a
not worried
perfect.
about them getting
I don't think
upset and
no,
winning 32.
no, no.
No, I
That's all
think
in the
um
they're
that,
pretty
that's a
foolproof when you think about. I think the reason is Con Kneppel guy is such a staple that like is such a
such a
March
Duke
Madness.
guy too.
He's a Duke guy and he's a March Madness staple to where he can shoot the rock, he can drive the rock. They've got bit, yeah. They got Proctor still. Yeah, they're built to
Perfect. I
last.
mean, they just beat a U. I mean, that's the thing that's crazy to me. UNC not beating them with their two best players out. If they had beat them, I thought maybe they get in the tournament. Like you could make an argument. The fact that UNC got in with and they beat the fuck out of San Diego State, lost to that Duke team without their two best players. You got to think with Duke, if they make that second weekend and Cooper Flagg comes back, this is a tough bracket for me on the up top not to go away from them making the Elite Eight. And on the bottom, I mean, Nikki, I don't think you're wrong there. Duke Bama, I feel like is it's easy. It's so easy, especially Bama.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't hate seeing some BYU VCU drama because I had Bama in the Final Four, but
That first game,
I took him out and put Duke in.
I
So I would
if I
love for
were to,
BYU VCU drama.
if I were to break out the two biggest games for me, it's the first game of the fucking year or of March is Louisville, and
Yep.
then it's BYU VCU because those are two basically upsets that I have going more than one game.
Because people have BYU to your pointer deep.
Yeah,
People got no
I got BYU
problem.
deep.
VCU, on the other hand,
Elite
I
Eight.
bet you're I bet
You
you're
cut
one
that in
company.
half. You cut that in half. And then also, they have them. If they have them beating BYU, they probably have them. They're like, they get cold feet against Wisconsin, where they're a team. Like I told you, I think whoever wins that game wins two games in the tournament.
You're
So it
putting
either
so
fucks
many
me or.
thoughts. You're putting so many thoughts in my head because now you have a Wisconsin team who scored the most points of any Wisconsin team in 30 years. You have a Bama team. We know what Bama does. You have a BYU team. Same exact thing.
You
And
got to put a
what's
wrench in
all
that.
in
You
their
got to put a
path
wrench in that.
is a VCU team who
Highest
fucking.
turnover margin in
Yeah, that
NCAA.
is a crazy thing to think about. It's literally like the it's. three teams that are all identical. Then you have VCU. Just fucking, we will score 55 points a game and win by 10, motherfucker. Like, it's gonna
They're
be crazy
gritty,
to
dude. They're
watch.
gritty.
Conrad, I guess, what do you got for coming out of this bracket?
Duke.
Turb?
Yeah, Duke. Duke.
Nikki? All
Duke.
right. Hey, nothing wrong with getting a blue blood back in the Final Four.
Oh, and just a little tidbit. VCU was 15-3 in the American this year.
Atlantic 10. Yeah, that's all.
Yeah, Atlantic.
All
All
right,
right,
making me
Dukie.
rethink my BYU
Duking
three.
down, moving down to the
Yeah, you're
Midwest.
gonna have him grump. Hold on, real quick. I was gonna have BYU in the Elite Eight, then just losing first round.
He's
I do love
really
that.
making
I
me
do
start
that
to
shit.
rethink
I do that
that.
shit a lot. So I
Dude,
do
I
that shit
say
a
all
lot.
this. Yeah, I say all this, and a lot. I could be dead opposite. Everything Nikki is doing opposite of me probably works. So.
Sometimes Simpleton just gets it through. So,
My favorite region, I think, coming up, the last one.
moving down to
Midwest.
the Midwest, we got Houston as the one seed.
Love this region.
Yeah.
Tennessee down bottom. Then we've got Kentucky playing Troy.
Yeah, go through all the first round matchups for this
Yeah.
one.
All right. So Houston and
For whatever, but next one.
Gonzaga, Georgia. Then we got Clemson, McNeese, Purdue, High Point, Illinois versus Texas or Xavier, and then Kentucky versus Troy, UCLA, Utah State, Tennessee, and Wofford.
Herb, get in there.
I am waiting because I like this Xavier team a lot. Really, really, if they win, I'm riding both
Oh,
play-ins
yeah, Illinois. So, yeah,
possibly.
no
Yeah,
chance. Fuck Illinois.
Illinois is just so scary. Like they either win by 20 or lose by 40. It's the craziest thing. High Point. I've got Purdue no matter what. I have them losing second round, so I'm riding High
Yep.
Point.
Yep.
Clemson is my team. People who don't realize that Clemson literally went to the Elite Eight last year, returned everybody, and got better this year. I think Clemson plays March Madness ball. They can score if they want. They can defend if they want. I think Clemson and Houston, like, people are giving Houston all this high praise. I don't see on paper, I don't see much of a difference between Clemson and Houston. Really good head coach, really good fundamental defensive team, fundamental offensive team, rebounds the ball. That game is a massive toss-up for me. I've got Clemson beating McNeese, Will Wade, he's got his foot out the door. You thought he had his foot out the door last year. He's fully out the door. Flights are
Yeah.
going from fucking NC State, Raleigh, and back everywhere. Everyone wants some.
They confirmed it. They confirmed it today.
Yep, there you
Why?
go.
He's going to
So,
NC State?
NC State.
And they
Yep.
confirmed that
Wow.
today, Wednesday.
There
Yeah.
you go.
Pod's dropping today, Thursday. So yesterday they confirmed this. That is a terrible
Yeah.
mishap.
Yeah,
Yeah.
like 3:30. And
Wow.
he already
Why?
he
Like,
said
why is that? Because NC State's like, you got to do this now? Like, that's crazy to me.
Well, I think
I don't
I
know,
think
because he has the leeway.
he's just trying to get to a like a major D1 school. Like they're in the ACC. It's a big time
Yeah, but
jump
to
for him.
Terb's point, I feel like he has like the alpha get back team motherfuckers in a week. Like I feel
Yeah,
like they'd
no,
respect that. I feel like
it's
they'd
an
respect
all-time
that.
scumbag,
Well,
scumbag
you got to
play.
remember he was part of that like federal wiretap investigation. Like he's got recruiting violations. I know it's different now because NIL is allowed. But like he's got some shady stuff in his backstory, so maybe he just snapped up the first offer that came to him, and he's like, "Hey, let me take a job in the ACC. If I can win there, then I can even take another step up and try to get to a bigger school."
People are just foaming at the mouth for this fucking team manager to fucking walk
Yeah,
out with the speaker and make the
he's
second
dead to me.
round.
I'd fucking give that. I'd give that kid a swirly. Yeah, so I would tell you, like, I do have High Point. I do have Clemson going to the Elite Eight against Houston. I trust Kentucky. I think people look at Kentucky, they're scared of them. It's not Calipari's team. This team can shoot, can score. I think I like them against, I mean, I think the Kentucky, everyone, like, as a viewer of basketball, you want to see Kentucky versus Tennessee. I mean, that
Yeah.
and is going to be electric
Cinema,
if
yeah.
cinema. And I think Kentucky's beat Tennessee twice this year, so I mean, they could have a chance to do like some real
What do they say though?
heart wrenching shit.
Come
Some
on in,
real
Conrad. Come on in,
Argentine team
Conrad.
three times in a season. But I also have Kentucky going. I have Kentucky in my Elite Eight. I don't have any like thing crazy in this one. But I do have Purdue going to the Sweet 16. So I don't know what's up with
Sweet
them.
16,
They're bad now or
Sweet
what?
16 picks don't kill you. Sweet 16 picks don't kill you. It's again, it's just a trickle down. Final four.
It's
first,
like
then Elite
Eight,
like and then
Purdue. What Purdue is now is if you like take Kalkbrenner off of Creighton, where they don't really have an inside defensive presence and offensive presence, and now they want to just try to shoot you out of the gym, and they get cold. And then again, back to the High Point Akron references. High Point is also like Akron. They will literally shoot, 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 shoot. They're on the highest, or I think they have the longest winning streak, like 14 games in a row.
Yeah, that's right.
So again, I don't. It's a flyer. I think they lose to Clemson no matter what. So why not just take the fucking boys
yeah,
from
win
the
one
triad?
Game.
First
yeah.
time
Oh, yeah,
ever.
I get what you're saying,
first
yeah.
time ever getting to the tournament. So
their stadium too was fucking packed for that fucking Selection Sunday too. Packed.
Yeah.
I guess what the fuck else you have to do in High Point, North Carolina besides the mini golf
and
tournament
no football
Ian looked
team.
At a
I mean,
couple years ago.
No football team, so this is big for them. So,
yeah, I just think 8 seeds are crazy. Sorry to cut you off, Nikki, but I mean Louisville, UConn, Gonzaga, crazy year to be a 1 seed. I feel like I just feel like with these 8 seeds, one seed's got to go down in the second round. I just feel like it has to. And I feel like people are looking at Gonzaga, people are looking at UConn. I think people are looking at Louisville too, with them having a home game in the second round. So I. It's tough. These 8 seeds, I feel like, are really good this year. I don't know. Maybe it's the conference.
I agree. One. That's what I think I texted in the group chat. I think one seed goes down the round of 32. I just don't know who I've got. Auburn.
I hate that because I have all of my 1 seeds making it out of the round of 32.
I think Houston to me is, I mean, they're just the same team every year, right? They're grueling. They're such a good defensive team, but also their shot making, it's not like something like their defense is always going to be there, but you got to make shots in March Madness. And so for me, I'll just go ahead. I got Kentucky in the Final Four. Just filling out my bracket. I'm like, wow, can you imagine Duke versus Kentucky? Like, fucking be incredible. Kentucky making the
awesome.
Final. Kentucky making the Final Four, 1 year move from Calipari, would also be hilarious. But yeah, that Tennessee Kentucky game, it's so chalky, but man, it's just, how do you go away from wanting to see that in the Sweet 16? And I think Clemson, to your point, Terb, I got Clemson playing Houston. I have Houston beating them, but I think Clemson can be scary. I think Clemson can be really scary when you take apart what you said about last year's team coming back to this year's team. In Purdue and High Point, I mean, if Purdue has to shoot the lights out to beat a High Point team, you know how basketball works. Then 2 days later, like, they might have used all their bullets, and Clemson could be really foaming at the mouth.
That's a death
to bang
match
bodies with Houston.
It's a death match for Purdue. If Purdue, I think if Purdue does win, I think they escape High Point. So for all you gamblers out there, High Point, like, and here's the thing. If you read lines, I think the line opened at like 10, 10 and a half, and now it's down to 6 or 7
That's
and a half.
That's crazy.
7 and a half with a 14 seed High Point, first time ever in the tournament.
Seven and a half.
So I'm just saying, I think if Purdue wins, they squeak out against High Point, and then if Clemson does handle business with McNeese, that is a smack in the face.
I think
Second
Houston's
round.
In real. Houston's in real. I think Houston's in trouble in this bracket because Tennessee too. We'll just say Tennessee comes out of the bottom part. Tennessee will bang with anybody, and they can score. So that's Houston's match right there. Kentucky,
yeah.
I just feel like has some mojo going with his new coach, and just has like just like something about change for the good. And then they have maybe Gonzaga in the fucking second round. They if I'm a Houston Cougar fan, I'm praying for Georgia. I haven't heard one word about Georgia. I'm praying for Georgia.
I got
Gonzaga,
Georgia.
Clemson, and then a Kentucky or Tennessee that's the complete opposite from Duke, if you ask me. I know Oregon's tough, but you know what I'm
Gonzaga's
saying.
They are every year, but very much so this year because they got a high ranking. They're Ken Pom simps, like everything.
Yo, big
Ken
time.
Pom, they're like top 15, top 20, and then
yeah, they scored 140 points against Pepperdine. Like, fucking
yeah. Here's the thing, people. Gonzaga ain't the team that they have in the last few years. No. Gonzaga has lost to St. Mary's twice in the interdivision. I think it's twice in interdivision play.
Oh yeah, my fault. They beat them last week. Yeah,
and poor St. Mary's, they can't get lower than like a 7, like ever. They live in that 7-10 game. They live in that 7-10 game, dude. But yeah, so Nikki, who do you got?
For me, Utah, give me two. I got 1, 2, 3, 4 in my Sweet 16. I got Tennessee coming out of this side of the bracket. Okay.
There's the two.
I got Tennessee beating Kentucky, and then Houston. What always happens with Houston is they do play great defense, but then they get, if they're in a tight game, they get in foul trouble, and then they got big guys shooting free throws at the end of the game, and that's what fucking killed them last year. And I see that happening again if they have to bang with Tennessee for 40 minutes.
Nikki, question for you. I was in a bar in New York City when I was there for work the other week, Irish pub, start of St. Paddy's Day. He told me Tennessee had never made it to a Final Four.
Oh, that actually might be correct.
That sounds wrong to me, but it's like
they've never really been a crazy powerhouse.
Would they made a lead last year.
Tennessee has never made a Final Four. Only
this is their year.
Reached the Elite Eight twice.
Give me and two. One was last year. Yeah, I think how old of a fucking team they are.
Right. Give me Tennessee in the Final Four.
Hey, I got nothing against it. I was just making sure that what that random
that was a correct stat, yeah.
said was right. I'll hop in real quick. I got Houston, Purdue, Kentucky, Tennessee. I got Kentucky over Tennessee, Houston over Purdue, and then I got Houston going to the Final Four.
Chuck. All right. Turb?
I haven't done it yet, but I'm leaning Clemson. I'm leaning Clemson. The more I look at, here's the thing. I think Kentucky is kind of a sexy pick right now. Either you have them losing quick or you have them going deep. I think nasty color matchup Tennessee Clemson. I could see orange. It wasn't a rematch because they played Purdue last year, but I could see an ugly color match there, Tennessee-Clemson. And I'm probably taking one of the two there. Necky's going Tennessee, might as well go Clemson as it stands for now.
So
yeah, that's one thing, dude.
Right. Let me get this right.
Yeah.
If BYU and McNeese win, Terb's out of the bracket by 7 p.m. tomorrow night. Is that what you're saying?
Potentially, yeah.
If Clemson's in the Final Four, he's got 3 of the 4 and he's in trouble. But again, Alex McCarthy had Arizona winning it all last year, and he would have won if NC State pulled it out because his bracket was so damn good. And Arizona went down, like, I think Sweet 16 or something. So, again, it's if you can make the first weekend,
I don't think
with 3 of the 4, you're still fine.
I don't think BYU would do it to me. I think if Clemson lost to McNeese, it would be pretty detrimental because regardless, I'm going to have them in the Elite Eight.
Yes. Oh, all right. Yeah, so you're going to have them upset in Houston. All right. Back-to-back years, Clemson makes deep, deep runs.
Yeah, I like them, man. Their backcourt, very good.
I'm just remembering last year on Sunday, me and Turb ordering Domino's on Fremore Avenue in Charlotte, and it took an hour and 45 minutes as we're just sweating out the night games of March Madness, watching Grand Canyon versus fucking, I forget who they were playing, having to go there, pick it up, come back, fucking, just like I'm missing like 2 pizzas. But just give me what you got. I don't care. I'll fucking take the bullet. Just give me 1 pizza. I need to get the fuck out of here. There's games on left and right. And Clemson was vicious last year. It's tough to be vicious 2 years in a row, but to your point, if it's the same roster, not too many people probably know that picking these fucking brackets. But that's the one thing I was going to say. Like, I don't know if I want Louisville to be my team that's not a high seed that I'm ponying up on. And it's the first game of the tournament. It's like, fuck. I just don't. I
want to
have that team. I want to have that Clemson. I guess it's Missouri. I guess my team is Missouri. Elite Eight is pretty. So Missouri Elite Eight, Louisville Elite Eight. I might have to do some. I might have to do something with Louisville, but I don't want Auburn. I just I don't know. I'm gonna have to think about Auburn Louisville for a long time, because Louisville Michigan State to me would just be such an unbelievable regional final in terms of, college basketball lore. But again, you got to
Yeah.
count your bullets. You got to count your bullets with 130 people. The more crazy you get, the more you're like, I'm a fucking idiot, you are,
Yeah,
True.
if you had Louisville, Michigan State in the Elite Eight, and then you turn right around in your case, Johnny, and have Duke, Kentucky in the Final Four, the Blue Bloods are just absolutely creaming their pants. That's like
Right.
that's top
Yeah.
tier.
Yeah, exactly. I'm just thinking about 2 years ago, 2022, 3 years ago, excuse me, just how incredible Kansas, Villanova, Duke, UNC. Like, that was, again, and it happened once, and it probably won't happen again for the whatever years, because it was just so incredible and so tough to do. But
How funny is it that Patino is coaching St. John's with a Louisville tattoo on his shoulder?
didn't even know that.
Yeah, when they won, he got a tattoo. It's like a pretty big tattoo on his
Just turn it into
shoulder.
Kevin Ware's broken leg. Just have a tattoo artist make some magic happen. But
Hey, last time Patino brought a team that shot this bad percentage wise to the Final Four, Natty, is Louisville, and he has the exact same team with St. John's this
Well,
year.
let's
So
well let's
good for
going
Pete.
deep. We've
Going
dived into
deep.
it a little bit, but let's get into some teams we got going deep. Nikki, I'd love to hear yours. Teams you got going deep that aren't chalk.
My only one that's making it to the Elite Eight is Kansas. Outside of that, I've got BYU in the Sweet 16. That's it. A 6 seed and a 7 seed.
All
I told
right.
you my board was chalky. It's chalky.
Everyone's saying it's a chalk year.
Hey, I got BYU. That's it. BYU to the Elite Eight. That's the only upset I have.
Yeah, I don't have too much
Year of the
past the
chalk,
sweet.
man.
I mean, I have a lot before the Sweet 16. I don't have too much past the Sweet 16. I've got VCU to the Sweet 16.
Yeah, that's a
I've
good one.
got Clemson to the Final Four as it stands now.
That's a real big one.
I think that's really it. A lot of mine are kind of early hitters on teams that the whole theory of like big teams that I think are going down early. I'm just trying to score on them in the first round, and if not, pray they lose in
Yeah,
the
the
second
second
round.
round. Correct. Yeah.
Yeah,
I
that's
like
kind of
that.
my method. That's my method this year. New
Yeah, co
Mexico. New Mexico potentially to beat Sparty.
Yeah, that's
Or Marquette. Or Marquette.
Nikki showing Patino's shoulder attack. That's good. Who took that? That
Hey,
that's a up and close and
that
personal
red L
photo.
can turn to a SJ easily from a
Yeah.
tattoo
Oh
artist.
yeah. Big time. He's got the money for it. Does he break out the white suit the second round game? I think so. Is he?
That's easy. You just other shoulder blade,
Yeah,
you just go
exactly. It's
SJ.
still a national champion. But yeah, so I think so I got Yale in the Sweet 16. Arkansas right now as it stands in the Sweet 16. Missouri Elite Eight. And I guess my big upset of the first round's Montana over Wisconsin. But then Louisville, I gotta think long and hard about. Because a couple years ago, Auburn was an 8 seed, and they had Houston in the second round in Birmingham, Alabama. It was no problem for Houston, so it could be one of those things too. But yeah, everyone has a pick or a game they have to think long and hard about, and mine is going to be the fucking first motherfucking cocksucking game of the tournament. I have to think long and hard about. Long and hard about. Every single year, I do it to myself. I don't know if I want to do it again this year. I feel like I got to choose Mizzou or Louisville. I don't know what you guys think, but I think Mizzou, I had no problem. Louisville, I went and backtracked. I think that's the one I might have to take back a little bit. I just have Yale in the Elite Eight. Fucking.
I know, Johnny,
Yeah,
you're
something is gonna go sideways
I go
before now.
I go crazy. Sometimes like 11 a.m. today, Thursday morning, I could just go crazy and be like, I have UNC Wilmington in the Sweet 16, and I had them losing
Yeah.
first round.
He's got
Yes, dude.
Grand Canyon playing Florida in the Sweet 16.
That'd be hilarious. Did you have Dayton in like the Final Four last year?
Yeah,
yes,
I did.
Dude.
Yeah, and they had the 24 point comeback to win the first round. I was like, I'm alive.
I had them. I'm pretty sure I had them too.
Yeah, we had them deep, dude. And then they fucking
we had them
got
in Arizona. I'm pretty sure
they got dismantled by Arizona last year, and then Arizona lost the next round.
Yeah.
But yeah, Final Four, boys. Final Four. I'll lead off right now. Michigan State, Florida, Kentucky, Duke, Florida, Kentucky in the national championship. I got Florida taking it all for the first time. So the one's back to back with Al Horford.
What's your tiebreaker?
149.
Ooh.
Hilarious tidbit, real quick, Nikki. Calling Allie's mom for her bracket for the second year in a row. She had 4-1 seeds in the Final Four. I'm like, that's almost like having like 4-16 seeds, like winning a first round game. Like, can you imagine 4-1 seeds? How dumb everyone would fucking feel that they're doing all this shit. And her tiebreaker was like 191. I was like, that would be incredible. Look at a 80 point game, 80-80 or something.
You should have just let her have it, dude. That would have been an awesome bracket to have.
Yeah, I think we did. But that's also hilarious to think about. Like we said,
193.
Has there been more? Like we said, Nikki, real quick, the one seeds.
Oh, true.
There was 2015. Was what? All
4-1 seeds,
or was it three of them, or something?
2008 was all four, or something.
I think 2008
was all 4-1s. 2015 was three.
I have looks good for what
I've got.
I think that's correct.
I think two out of four is the number you want to get to.
Yeah.
So we're due for some chalk. We're due statistically.
I think we kind of are. Yeah. Cause I mean, 2 years with UConn, that's another thing though. 2 years with UConn is just going to be the year where it's chalk, but it's fucking.
Yeah. But UConn was in, and it was San Diego State.
Right, yeah. And they were a four seed, UConn was a four, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
go ahead, big fella.
You said we're due. I've got Auburn, Florida, Duke, Tennessee.
3-1s and a two.
Duke and Florida, 2-1s in the Natty. And I will not give out my tiebreaker because that matters in the national game.
Smart man, Nikki.
Swindled.
Smart man.
You gave out fucking your social security number to a scammer.
Yeah, I'll change it, dude. I don't give a shit.
You got Duke, you said, winning it all?
Florida.
Oh, Florida, okay.
To be noted, JV lacrosse practice today. It's Duke or Florida. All these kids got Duke or Florida.
Fuck.
I'm like, yeah, I know. I was like, I can't go off it, though.
Yeah, I can't do what John does. I did my bracket once. I'm not going to touch it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
Because
yeah.
You end up with Dayton in the Final Four, okay?
Or you have so many games that when they go the opposite way, you're like, dude, I had that, and then I changed that.
Yeah.
I went through it once, and that's it. I don't know shit about any of these teams, so I'm just picking numbers, baby.
Yeah. When in doubt, chalk it out, baby.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah.
Speaking of that, Terb, great segue. My Final Four, Michigan State, St. John's, Duke, Houston. Michigan State, Houston in the championship. Michigan State, Tom Izzo.
Wow.
I hate everything about
First
that.
Time since 2025.
Come on, baby. Give me Michigan State.
Yeah, the battle of the 25 years in the Final Four. 25 years since St. John's won a Big East championship. They just did it. 25 years since the Big Ten's won a national championship with Tom Izzo in the Final
Four.
Year of
big jubilee in Italy this year. Big Catholic holiday. Shout out, Nikki. Happens every 25 years. 25-year saga lives on.
Man, that graphic of Patino and Izzo would just be incredible. Love it. Caught Turb.
As it stands right now.
Yep.
As it stands right now, I'm definitely first of all, I'm looking at my other bracket because I have like a bullshit work one. But I'm kind of just like clicking around.
Oh, so you'll do two, huh? I gotta do one.
Yeah,
one
well,
everything.
I've gotta work one. This is the first time I've done it.
Right, but I'm saying like the same one, but just do it in different, you know?
No, I'm gonna have two different ones. I'll probably flip-flop on some of these games that I'm on tilt with. But as it stands right now, as I've discussed, I've got Louisville. I've got Louisville. Massive fuck you run. And then I've got Florida. Here's what's so funny. We have the same natty champ probably game, me, Necky, and Jan. After all my madness, I've got Louisville, Florida, Duke, Clemson, Duke, Florida,
same as Nikki. Yeah,
Duke to win it all. So end of the day, Natty's still the same as Chalk Boy. I just like I like some chaos beforehand. That's one. That's 2-1s, a 5 and an 8.
What's your tiebreaker?
Yeah, you dot mine.
Crazy work by you guys. Yeah, Turb saying Clemson, Louisville in the Final Four is like fucking holding a bag of fucking heroin in front of a fucking recovering addict. Like, I just gotta stay away. Just locking
yeah,
in.
And I don't do this. I usually sum it down to the Final Four. I just think that if Auburn goes down early, that top left South region is so up for grabs.
So up for grabs, dude.
So up for grabs. Like Louisville.
People have UC San Diego beating Michigan. If that fucking happens, I mean, you got Texas A&M. I'm like, get the fuck out of here. It's going to be a crazy Saturday, Sunday in that region.
Yeah. Round of 32, of course, as we've gone over this, is massive for me. I need some big teams to go down.
I just hate how Iowa State has their best player out for the tournament. I just, if he was there, I would have no problem. But it's tough, man. It's tough. Because Michigan They've State, had some I feel lulls. Like, is everyone's darling. I feel like Michigan State's everyone's darling in that bracket. But you got to have balls. You got to have balls with 130 people. Yeah, I just want to reiterate before we get to our top five. It's just this time of year. There's nothing like it. The score bug, the fucking score bug is just fantastic for March Madness. They've nailed the score bug. I just like when you turn on at work at 12:30 tomorrow or today, excuse me, that score bug is just magnificent. There's just no one's doing work. Everyone's going crazy about upsets. Everyone's filling out brackets. We're at 112 right now. I just checked. So that's less than whatever to get to 135.
22 or 23.
All right. We're in the driver's seat for a 4K pot, smashing last year's record of 3,800, 3,870. Yeah, it's just the best time of year, and I can't wait to get with you guys tonight and get the fuck after it. Freemore, Selwyn, whatever the fuck we're gonna do. I've been DMing Freemore, like have a table ready for us. No, they've been
yeah,
like,
I mean they've been
going crazy liking LRP shit. And I'm like,
really?
Yeah, I'm like, I'll see you guys tomorrow. I'm like, we'll see you there, LRP. I'm like, let's go. Fucking
that's hilarious.
But I have to have fucking Terbs, Jacksonville, awesome. Jag Honker. I'll get on the fucking phone for us. But yeah, I think Freemore's the move, Terb. I don't know. I think we got to get it settled and get a lot of guys involved.
Depending on even if I have to, do this little like fucking thing or whatever, I'll be there by like 7:30 at the latest. So I'll be
Yale starts at 7:10. Perfect.
Yeah, so I'll be fine. You guys get there. I need people in a table by 5:15.
Yeah, I can
go there at 7.
I'm probably I'll probably have to show face at this event depending on what happens. My boss is sick right now, so hot seat could be there by if I don't have to go to that, I'll be there by 5.
Perfect. Right. I'm gonna get on. I got Stokes, Cam, Corey. I'm gonna get
I've
on.
Got, I've got Brooks. I've got Brooks and my buddy Feist.
Perfect. So we get these guys to hold down. I'm probably at like a 6 o'clock ETA. And I was looking at the schedule right now. First three games, everyone's at work, going to be massive. Then you have SIU, Edwardsville, Houston, Alabama State, Auburn, McNeese, Clemson, going to be good at 3 o'clock. BYU and VCU, 4 o'clock. I'm going to try to get there for the end of that game. And then we're off and running. Georgia, Gonzaga, Wofford, Tennessee, Arkansas, Kansas, Banger at 7:10, Yale, A&M at 7:25, Drake, Missouri, Banger for me at 7:30. Then you have the 9 o'clock games, Utah State, UCLA, St. John's has their opening round matchup. Late game at 10 o'clock. This is why it's the best time of year. 10 o'clock. We're going to beat the bar for 3 fucking hours, Conrad. And 10 o'clock, you got UC San Diego, Michigan, and then Wilmington, Texas Tech at 10:10. So tomorrow is going to be real. We might be at Freemore from 6 to midnight on a fucking Thursday. Let's fucking go.
Now,
Warriors.
John, quick question.
Sure.
Has Senior figured out that I canceled the YouTube TV yet?
He has, and I had to make a move. So you're back on. I made a move because he was devastated by it. And I don't know what he was doing, but he was watching games on YouTube. And I'm like, wait, how are we watching on YouTube? That doesn't even make sense. But he was getting up UNC Duke on YouTube, not TV, YouTube. And I'm
Yeah,
like,
live stream YouTube.
yeah, because then it'd be like an ad and it's some guy talking about how like he won money in like the Cleveland Cavaliers Boston Celtics game like 2 weeks ago. And like, what he's gonna do this week? And then I'm like, what? I'm like, Dad, we can't, it's March Madness next week. We can't do this. Like, fucking, I'm gonna find out what it is a month. You split it with me. So, Nikki, you're back on. We owe it to you anyway. So I'll send you the stuff, Nikki. All
Get
right.
a jailbroken Fire Stick for $50. You get live TV.
Oh, Steve, dude, Steve down here, the guy we golf with, he loves a jailbroken Fire Stick. And he'll be like, dude,
Dude,
you can watch Sky Sports, you can watch girls scissoring, it's crazy. And I'm like, all
there's a
right. I feel
March
like those were
Madness
cool in
tab.
college.
There's a March Madness tab, and it has all the channels, everything right there, preloaded. So whenever the time comes, you just click on whatever channel you need, whatever game you want to watch, boom. But you
I
can't do the quad
mean,
box. That's the problem.
yeah, nobody really does the
yeah,
quad
quad
box
box is
stuff.
kind of like, yeah, I don't know. I feel like you gotta have like such a massive
March
TV for that.
Madness, you would, but
Octobox.
not much.
So where do you guys want to go? I feel like that's a great epi. Do we want to do nightly news? Do we want to do top five? Do we want to do nightly news? No top five. Do we want, like, what are we doing? What do you guys think?
What even is the top five? Because I
Again,
have nothing written down,
I
and
was
I
so juiced up for just talking March Madness with you boys. I thought this could maybe be a week that we skip it, but I
let's.
know Conrad, you're a big top five guy, so I don't know. I
I'm
didn't
good to
want to.
take this week off. I'm good to take this week off. We want to get in nightly news and get out of here.
Yeah, that's fine.
I was too busy screaming my face off in the garage to fucking think
Stay tuned for
about.
that video. I've watched it 7 times already. It's not even 9 o'clock on Wednesday night.
Let's go.
All right.
Oh, let's go.
Here
Go
we go,
ahead, Nikki.
boys. Boop, 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 boop. This is Nikki Nightly News. Starting off, as always, college hockey. Michigan State is your number one team at 25-6-4, with Boston College following number two at 26-7-2, and Western Michigan rounding out the top three at 28-7-1. A reminder, the Frozen Four starts next. The road to the Frozen Four starts next week. Selection show is on Sunday. First round matchups on Thursday and Friday. In the NHL, your division leaders are the Panthers at 85 points, the Capitals 98 points, the Jets also 98 points, and the Golden Knights at 86 points. Ovechkin's chase of Gretzky's goal record is still on. He needs 8 more after scoring one this week against the Sharks. There's only 14 games left in this regular season, and I'm sure Ovi would love to get it done so he doesn't have to come back for his 21st season at age 40. In the NBA, the Cavs in the East lead at 56-12, followed by the Celtics at 50-19, and in third place, the Knicks at 43-24. In the West, we got the Thunder also 56-12, followed by the Rockets at 44-25, with the same record as the Nuggets in third place. Conrad 76ers have shut down Paul George for the season. There should be a memo sent out to everyone in the league. If you want to do nothing and cash big checks, Philly is the place for you. College basketball, Natty Champ odds. Your top teams are Duke at plus 280, Florida plus 350, Auburn plus 550, Houston plus 650, and potentially Terps, Wagon, Louisville plus 13,000. McNeese head coach Will Wade is taking the NC State job after the tourney is over. Word has not been made yet if the team manager Amir Khan and his massive boombox will go with him. Bill Self versus John Calipari. Used to be primetime television back in the day. They face off round one of the tourney this year. Calipari said he's going back to his roots by being an underdog and he loves it. High school track. Didn't know that this would ever make it to Nikki Nightly News, but here we are. Virginia High School Women's Track Meet. We have Aaliyah, don't know how to pronounce that name, Everett. Was cut off by Kaylin Tucker in the 4x200 meter race, and Aaliyah smacked the fuck out of that girl with the baton in the back of the head. Claims that she did it inadvertently, even though it is in 4K. She didn't stop there because she held a press conference the next day, not to apologize, but to thank all of her supporters who believe she didn't do it. Moving to the NFL. The Bengals have went all in on their offense. Ja'Marr Chase is locked in 4 years, $161 million. T. Higgins, 4 years, $115 million. If you add in Joe Burrow's contract at over $275 million, that's $500 million invested in just three players, or as baseball players call it, a mid-level deal. A woman was arrested for allegedly killing a reporter at the Super Bowl last month. Telemundo reporter Adon Manzano consumed alcohol and Xanax with Danette Colbert, and he died in his sleep. This woman could be the same woman that robbed my friend in New Orleans, and we're glad she's off the street. Here's a wild one. Former Steeler Le'Veon Bell has been ordered to pay $25 million to his cousin for an alleged incestual relationship that went on for over a decade. Apparently, this went down in 2024, the judgment for the money, but Bell somehow didn't know about it until just the other day, and he's saying he did not get the proper paperwork, so they are filing an appeal. And as always, ending it off with the AB tweet of the week. Selection Sunday means it's time for March Madness. And you know what that means? It's time for the exciting whites. And that, my friends, is Nikki Nightly News.
I love a violent Nikki Nightly news.
Wow.
Murder makes.
Le'Veon Bell ancestral relationship for over a decade?
Yeah, we covered assault and battery, murder, and a decade incest relationship.
Who was it with his cousin or something?
Yeah, so it was a girl cousin. She's 7 years younger than him, and she said it happened throughout, like when she was like a preteen until when he was at college. She said he even came home from like college on summer break and winter break and was doing things to her that she did not like. And also sued
Fucking
his brother.
you're Le'Veon Bell at Michigan State. You're telling me you can't pork like a
Well,
fucking
that's
coyote
his
or
freak.
something?
So that's his
Freakazoid.
defense. That's his defense. He was apparently he does live streaming. He went on some streaming platform and he was like, "You guys are telling me Le'Veon Bell doesn't have his pick of the litter when it comes to girls when I'm in college? Like, what are you talking about?" He's like,
True, but there's also
"Put
just
that on
some.
my mama. I never did it." I think that's a direct quote.
Damn, well. Put it on his mama, but I mean, there are some fucking freakazoids out there.
Yeah, I
Yeah,
mean,
but also too,
will lie through their
25
teeth. That's
million.
just
I
so.
was not expecting to hear that this week.
The reason it was
Yeah,
a thing.
your reaction was good
This
there,
is my
Conrad.
only source of social media right here. People forget.
Oh
I'm
my
on 2 weeks
God,
of no
good
social media for Lent.
call.
I
That's why
got nothing.
your facial expressions were crazy there. I
I
guess
just
that
had no, I
lied.
have no idea any of this is happening. So
Yeah, I thought you knew where it was
that's
going. Then I
crazy.
saw your eyes bulging. I had no idea where it was going either. But yeah, 25 million, Nikki, where does that come into play?
So what happens is if the defendant doesn't respond in a civil case, the jury can award anything that they want to. So
So he lost 25 mil. That's
so
tragic.
he did not show up in this court
What
case.
an idiot, dude.
But what they're saying is that he was
He didn't get
never
the proper paperwork.
he was never subpoenaed to come in, or he didn't get the paperwork telling him what he was
Gotcha.
going to do.
Gotcha.
So this is a ploy to get
Was
his
never
money,
served.
allegedly.
He was never
Allegedly.
served his papers.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
So he now has to prove that the paperwork didn't go to the right place for them to even redo this and go to an actual trial. And his brother also got a judgment ordered against him for $11 million. So, God,
Crazy.
dude. Him and AB, man, just fucking living
The
lavish
killer
after
bees, man, they're
football.
going down.
Yeah.
Stealing,
My
killer
banking.
bees.
My backup AB tweet of the week, and it was Le'Veon's favorite movie, and it just says My Cousin Rachel.
Oh my God. Oh
Oh
my God. Oh goodness.
man. Wow.
Oh.
New Orleans, that was a good tidbit with the getting the lady off the streets.
Yeah,
That
get
followed
her
up.
off the streets, dude. We don't need any more of her
Yeah,
wreaking
so
havoc.
I mean, I
Wait,
think
so Telemundo reporter got killed, or they
that
just
just
killed a
got, I mean,
stripper?
that just got washed under the rug after
Yeah,
fucking on New Year's Eve
got
incident.
drugged.
They
Drugged. Yeah.
charged her with second degree murder. Because I think
The
what happened,
reporter.
no, the woman killed
The
the reporter.
stripper.
Yeah, whatever she
Okay.
is, killed the reporter because alcohol and Xanax don't mix, and he like threw up and
Obviously,
like
yeah.
asphyxiated on his own vomit, and that's how he died in his sleep. Tough, tough look.
All right, well, let's go to the next one. I don't really want to harp on that one.
Let's see.
Did someone else get, someone got beat up, right?
Yeah, so the high school women's track meet.
Oh,
There,
I need to
the
see this video.
oh,
Someone sent me this video.
hold on.
Yeah.
Hold on, here we go.
She got whopped. Shut the fuck up.
She, no,
That's
she really did.
hilarious.
Here, I'll show it to you.
New details about a moment caught on camera.
Oh, here we go. Here we go.
Hold on.
Fujii has
Wood.
the this morning,
Absolutely.
a high school track runner accused of attacking her opponent with a baton and
Oh, man.
battery charges, but she insists it was an accident.
Doink.
I didn't mean to hit her, it was unintentional. It happened during a relay race at the Virginia High
Okay, she was about
School
to say,
track meet.
but.
Kayleen Tucker was
So people,
passing
Conrad,
she
have been.
winds up.
On the back of the
I mean, those things are
But
light, dude. You ever hold one of those batons? They're like the
so
lightest
people have, yeah,
fucking
so
thing in the
people
world.
have been rewinding that video. And I guess like they say, like, look at her baton get caught in her shirt on the way back. Like, people have been analyzing the fuck out of that
So
video.
man.
the girl said that she lost her balance and was trying, like, you know, like you go like this, like to catch your balance. And she was like, I got to start pumping my arms again to run. But I think it's
Fair
clearly
point.
fucking bringing that bitch back in. Doink! Just.
Yeah, I just wish with stuff like that fully commit. Like it would have been hilarious if she just like knocked her out cold as she just fucking see a bitch.
They just started boxing right
Yeah,
there in the middle
no,
of the track.
that girl fell down during the race, obviously, got a concussion and like a hairline fracture of her skull. So it
Holy
wasn't
shit, I just
really.
gotta. She's bitching. Those things are fucking light, dude. That's crazy. It's like aluminum.
Yeah, they're definitely
Getting hit in
hollow.
the head with a metal
Yeah.
pipe.
It's not
Breaking
a
the.
metal pipe, bro. It is
It's
like
not aluminum
light
foil, bro.
plastic, dude. It is. Have you ever held one? Obviously
Yeah, oh
not.
yeah,
I
yeah, yeah, oh
have.
yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah.
They're
Nikki, yeah, Nikki
fucking
was anchor.
they're
Yeah, I was a part of
yeah,
the
Nikki's
relay.
held
I
one.
was a part of the
Eighth
relay.
grade, 4x4, four by four by
Yeah.
one, not a big deal. Third leg.
Yeah,
Yeah.
okay.
Dude,
Fuck.
like there's one of like a
Craig Olsen
guy, like a
really.
guy, dude, just like socking some dude from behind. Like that is like, give me the baton any day of the week. That's like a fucking kinky thing. Fucking getting socked from behind like that, though, you're toast. You fall on that fucking turf asphalt or the fuck. Fuck that though. Breaking news. I just got a Venmo for someone getting in the LRP bracket pool. Alfonso Ferentino. I wonder what fucking ethnicity this guy is. Alfonso Ferentino.
Paisan, he's a
That's gonna
Paisan.
have that's a St. John's winning it all bracket right there if I've ever seen one.
Yeah.
But we are racking it
Gonna
up,
say,
boys.
I have a work buddy, but that ain't him. That is
It's
not him.
incredible. We're 20 away. We're at 115, boys. We're 20 entries away from a $4,000 pot and fucking dude,
Oh, hey,
hats off. Hats off
hold
to
on.
you, boys.
I meant to tell you guys, I had $1 in my DraftKings account, put it on a future conference champions, plus 23,326. Grand Canyon, cash. St. John's, cash. Akron, cash. Florida, cash. Duke, cash. Guess who sold?
Hold on.
Gonzaga.
No.
Power five.
Wisconsin? Power
Same,
five.
same, same.
Michigan State.
Yep. Get him out. Get him out. Get him
Oh, that's a bad
out.
sign. That's a
Dude, that's
bad
a.
sign.
Get him out.
That's a
Yeah,
bad
no shit. You
sign.
have New Mexico beating
A
them in the
dollar
second
to win.
round.
A dollar to win like 243.
I'd have fucking Bryant winning in the first
A
round if that was
dollar.
me.
That is $10 to win like
Yes.
2,000 some.
That's
Michigan State.
diabolical. You waited this long, but good thing you
The
pulled it.
spite is
That's
through the
crazy
roof.
because it's $1 to win 23,000, whatever. So it would have been 23 grand.
No, it was one to win
Or
like
2,300.
2K, yeah, something like
Yeah,
that.
okay. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah,
It
you're right.
was,
You're right. It would be 100 to
but
win 23. Yeah, but
yeah,
still.
I mean, yeah, St. John's plus 155, Grand Canyon plus 130, Akron plus, all were pluses, and then I had Duke
Akron was
minus.
down like 20 something points too.
And I
Oh.
had Florida biggest juicer of all of them, plus 270, hit the SEC with ease.
And Michigan State lost to Wisconsin on a
Sparty
buzzer
burned me.
beater.
Sparty burned me. $1 bet. It would have been insane.
Damn. Been awesome. Makes sense though.
Slip of the week.
I'm gonna send a group text out, fucking all the boys tonight about Freeboard tomorrow. It's the best time of year. It's the absolute best time of year. Conrad, I wish you the best with you and your buddies up there. How many of your buddies got in the pool, Conrad? I know you've been fucking doing what you can.
I've only seen one or two so far, so they're
might be late bloomers.
That's good. That might be late bloomers. We have more to go.
Yeah, there's late bloomers.
We need more. I've sent it out a ton. I've been saying the biggest pay to play bracket on the East Coast, and people are just like, it's definitely not. I'm like, that's the bit, you fucking idiot. Join the fucking pool.
Hey, show me one that's bigger. Show me one that's bigger, and we'll bow down. I've said that. I haven't seen one.
With the $30 buy-in.
Yeah, I haven't seen one ever.
We do have a something to work out. It looks like somebody joined the 2024 bracket, so you need to go in there and see who that is.
Jesus Christ! Fucking
bring
idiot.
Me the chain, whoever that is. Bring me the chain.
Oh, Steve! Fucking, he's in the 2025 one too, though. He's fine. Okay, that's the thing I love too about doing this is that people are. I did the spreadsheet this year, Nikki. So for those that don't know, before we wrap up, what we have done in previous years is Nikki gets a notebook and we write down all the names of the brackets, and I go through my Venmo, and Nikki just goes through 100 plus and crosses off. This year, I was like, let me try to be a little bit like professional, and I did the Excel spreadsheet, and I'm like, thank God, because some people are fucking, for the most part, everyone's usually pretty good, but that's 10% of people where it's like, I gotta like text them. That's ridiculous. But then I'll have people being like, hey, did you get my Venmo? Well, did you send it to Caldwell 12? Then I got it. Like, what the fuck are we doing here? Like, no, it's like, you know, when people do that, hey, am I in the bracket challenge? Or did you get in? Did you do the password? Then you know what I'm saying?
Did you follow the step-by-step fucking process we laid out for you? Yes. Then shut the fuck up. You're in.
It's awesome, man. And it's shout out to you boys. Shout out to the faithful. Every single year, year in and year out, we break our previous record. And we have had one Pike take it home, Jacob Colavita in 2021 with Baylor. We have had one Maryland, rest of all but North Carolina natives to win this challenge. As an LRP guy, I've ever gotten close. I had Villanova when they were in the Blue Blood Final Four, and they lost in the Final Four.
Last year, you were close with Marquette.
Yeah, real funny. Fucking. Yeah, so I think I might have been the closest going to Final Four weekend 2 years ago. I don't know.
I think one year I was like, I was top 10. That's as good as I've done. I think maybe the Carolina Kansas year I was top 10, but no payouts.
Yeah, it would be awesome for one of us to get a payout. I mean, third place is probably going to be like $500 this year. So it's going to be nothing to fucking wink at off of $30. You're going to have more than 10 times your money. So that's for third place. First place, you might be able to 100 times your money if we keep it on this rate. So incredible. I think
time to get my future, my Sparty money, my $1 back.
Yeah. We're going to have to do next
of the
week.
Payout
116 at 9 p.m. We are dialed.
Yeah, I mean, we're so dialed.
That's 3,300 already locked in.
Yeah, and I remember last year posting the pump up video on Thursday morning. I'm getting DMs. Dude, that just bought me in. I'm like, it took you that to buy in for $30 to win maybe $3,000? What the fuck is wrong with you? Like,
where's Kevin? Kevin will be in there. You got to fucking jerk him a little more. He's always last minute.
I love when Kevin, I just love Kevin come back at time because he's like, he's just Kevin, foaming Kevin at the like, mouth at 4 o'clock on Thursday. There's been four games played.
Talking to him last night. Yeah. Johnny texted me. I don't know anything about college basketball, or I don't know anything about this year. I'm like, Kevin, you say this every year that doesn't change anything.
No.
And then I show up.
Babies make brackets and they're pretty good. No one fucking knows.
Yeah, I show
you
up.
You can flip a coin every game.
I show up the next day, second day of the tournament, over to Terp's house, and he's got money on every single game, 8 different ways.
Yeah, I don't know anything though. Yeah. So true. Man, boys, I don't know how other way to say it other than I love you boys and I love this time of year. I can't wait for tonight. Can't wait.
Get it, boys.
Helvin Epi, Conrad, take them on their way.
This is LRP. This is March. You heard it here first. If you're not already signed up in the March Madness pool, you're listening to this Thursday morning, get the fuck off your ass. Sign the fuck up right now. 135 entries and counting, biggest pay-to-play pool on the East Coast. This is March. This is how we get it done. Tune in, tap in, lock in. Content, content, content. Hank, hang, hang, hang,
hang. Hank,
hang. The ball is tipped.